Hi, y'all. My name is Allison. And the first time I shared my story at Divorce Care a few years ago, there was a lot of uncertainty about what the future held. As I reread my story, I realized how much I have changed and grown since that time. Let me say, God is good. I accepted Christ as a young child and grew up in the church. I learned to do and say all the right things. My family looked right and did all the right things, but in reality, my parents were very unhappy and divorced when I was 16. Their divorce began a rocky time in my life, and I turned away from God and tried to do life on my own. I moved out when I was 17 and lived with a boyfriend for several years. I was 21 when we broke up and decided I was just going to date and have lots of fun. Casual relationships work for everyone else, so why not me? The first guy I dated ended up being my husband. It turns out I'm not made for casual relationships, and being intimate very early on created a bond between us that would probably otherwise not exist. We lived together for about 2.5 years. He was content living together because he had already been married once and knew what divorce was like. My family did not approve of my lifestyle, and in a desire to do the right thing, we decided to get married. I never once prayed about it or sought God's will for my life. I had a plan. I was operating under the notion that I needed to get myself straight before I returned to God. I hadn't yet learned Isaiah 44:22. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sin like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. We planned a wedding, and a few short months later, we were husband and wife. We very quickly plowed ahead with our plans. We bought a house and got pregnant right away. We also started attending the church I had grown up in. My husband said he was a Christian, and I never questioned what that meant to him. I worked nights and every other weekend during that time, so we only went to church every other Sunday. We did not have community around us or get plugged in. We were just checking the box. Right after we closed on our home, I found out about my husband's first affair. I was mad, sure, but I also didn't want anyone to know, so I didn't tell anyone. He swore it would never happen again. The next one happened during my pregnancy. I was desperate for help, but also desperate not to have to deal with the shame and humiliation. I did not want to admit my life wasn't perfect, and I didn't have it all together after all. We did go to marriage counseling, or at least we tried. I was putting forth a lot more effort on that front than he was, but I wasn't willing to admit defeat yet. When our son was born, I was so in love with my sweet baby. I couldn't get enough of him and really just shut my husband out. I was so angry with him and just kind of over him. He started staying gone for days at a time, and we barely spoke when he was home. In a last-ditch effort to save our marriage, I changed jobs where I could work day shift and have weekends off. It didn't help. The week before Thanksgiving 2006, I was busy cooking and getting ready for his family to come over the next day. I remember I had a pumpkin pie in the oven when I got a phone call that changed everything. My husband had been having a year-long affair and had even been taking our baby over to her house while I worked. I never liked pumpkin pie much, and I really don't like it now. I can't smell pumpkin without remembering that phone call. That night, I met him at the door and told him it was over. Our divorce was quick. He didn't challenge it or show up to court. He was already living with his new girlfriend. Our divorce was final the week after my son's birthday. It was during that, the most difficult time of my life, that I really learned who God was. I held it together during the day. I put a smile on my face to go to work and play with my son. But once he was in bed, I would fall apart. I prayed and cried and read my Bible and cried some more. My favorite verse during that dark season of my life was Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I started putting my trust in God because I clearly did not have all the answers. I started attending Watermark that year. On one of my first visits, they showed a video of a couple who had divorced and then years later remarried. I sat there that day thinking, I'm not doing that. I tried to shake it off, but Watermark is crazy about reconciliation. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Romans 5:8-11. Watermark is crazy about reconciliation because God is. I went through divorce care and really liked it. I decided to serve with divorce care, and part of that requires to sit down with the leadership, which at that time was Wes Butler and Jessica Gober. Wes asked me how my relationship was with my ex-husband. Strangely enough, my ex-husband had started saying he wanted to come back home. Wes gave me his card and said to give it to my ex-husband, 98% don't ever call. Well, my ex-husband called him, met with him, started going to Celebrate Recovery, which is now Regeneration, and coming to church on Sunday mornings. In fact, the first Sunday he came, the Watermark News featured a story of a couple who had divorced, and you guessed it, remarried. Really. I had to look back at my journal entries to try to remember just how I felt. I was full of fear. I didn't trust my ex-husband. I had forgiven him, but forgiving isn't forgetting. I had never really thought he would follow through on anything. Now he was, and that meant I needed to be real about if I was actually willing to consider remarriage. A big part of that meant making the decision not to date and just wait. My community group was my rock. They encouraged me to just focus on me and God and let God handle my ex. That took a lot of pressure off, and I could at least appreciate the changes and progress he was making. Unfortunately, after several months of Celebrate Recovery, my ex-husband stopped going and took a job that prevented him from seeing his son regularly. He also continued to make poor decisions that affected my son and me and demonstrated he was not following Christ. I went to Wes and Jessica again, frustrated, and now I realize disappointed. I cried big tears that day because it didn't look like my story was going to make it to the Watermark News. It wasn't going to have a big red bow tied on it, and we weren't going to live happily ever after. For a time, even though remarriage was not an option for us, we still co-parented very well together. We sat together at soccer games and celebrated holidays and our son's birthday together. My ex-husband has since been living with his significant other for a couple of years, and they have a one-year-old. She was uncomfortable with our relationship, and we no longer do things together. This has been really difficult for my son, who's 7, but you know what? We're okay, because God has met all of my needs in a much bigger way than I could have ever dreamed. Deuteronomy 10:12-13 says, "And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good." I've heard Todd Wagner, our senior pastor here, say before that God has never let him down when he walked in obedience to him. I can say I know that is true. I never wanted to consider reconciliation, but God did. Through walking in obedience, I have learned to trust his way always. I can honestly say that I'm truly content and would not change the last 6 years. They have not been easy, but I don't think I would be experiencing the amazing relationship I have with Jesus if I had not walked through some valleys. Learning to trust and obey has been huge for me. I no longer worry about being perfect or trying to look right. I still don't date. Instead, I have a reassurance deep in my soul that God will bring his man for me to me at the right time. And even if he doesn't, I am content. My son has amazing male leaders in Divorce Care for Kids and Dash that love on him and show him what it looks like to be a man following Christ. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:4-7. Is my life perfect now? No, but it is really good. Thank you for letting me share.